you would like to follow the Rebbe's teaching, we are at Lachadal, I believe.
Yeah, not Lachadal. So, let me reiterate what we learned over here. So, one of the things, this is based on a lesson in the Likutei Moran that explains that we need to have Chochmah Tetua. There's Chochmah Elua, upper wisdom, Chochmah Tetua, is sort of the lower wisdom, which means we have to use our intellect in the right way. And the most important thing to use our intellect is to have a feeling, a understanding what God is all about. I always say we use all our intellect for earthly things. I always joke with people and I say to them, in an animal kingdom, don't have such a hard time dating and finally getting down to building a family. We humans, till we date and who we date and what we do on dates, and or take a piece of meat. Right? A lion just takes care, attacks an animal, eats it. We have to shecht a piece of meat, and then we have to salt it. Then we have to cook it, it has to be cooked in a pot. We need a fire, we need a pot, we need a recipe. Then we need plates. And it doesn't can't be simple plates. It has to be a special plate, certain design. That's the fork, and it can't be a simple fork and a silver. It's got to be, certain design. And finally, you need some salt. You need a tablecloth, you need a table, you need a chair. Finally, with all our wisdom, we can eat a piece of meat. Whatever we do in life, in this world, we do the many things we share with the animal kingdom, but what we do, we take all our wisdom and we do it. Let it be from eating to getting married or, getting food and getting hungry, and all these things takes enormous wisdom. Well, the main thing should not be that wisdom should really be focused how we have a relationship with Hashem, to have an understanding with Hashem. Because to understand God is very difficult. See, another human being, you understand your spouse, you understand your children, the longer you spend time, you understand what ticks them, you understand where they're coming and going, what hurts them, what doesn't hurt them. You have a relationship. You get to know them. Who they are, what they are. Hashem, we only know what He is not. It's very, very important. I could see, and another human being, I could tell you he's tall, he's short, he's blonde, he's not blonde. I could, we can identify he's a calm person, not such a calm person. Hashem, the Almighty, all we know, He is not this and He's not that. It's very hard for us to take in some godliness into us. So that is what the tzaddikim help us, which by teaching the lessons, and we learn the lessons of great thinkers, of the Nachman and all the Tanya. We bring in their wisdom, which is based on the Zohar, and slowly we have a connection to Hashem, of a feeling of Hashem. Now, this we need is called Chochmah Tetua. Chochmah Tetua in Kabbalah is built on Malchus, because we need wisdom to lead a responsible life. The more mature a person is, the more the responsible they are. That means we need a mature wisdom in ourselves to recover Malchus. Now what happens is, the Yetzirah wants to take all our wisdom and use it for the non-holy things. Take all your wisdom and make a panasa, take all your wisdom and what to eat, how to diet, how to exercise. We in America, either we diet all day long, we eat all day long, or we do exercise all day long. We are blessed beyond imagination. But you know, we use our mind for the earthly things. We have to learn how to take our mind and use it for spirituality and have a connection to Hashem. And as I always say, our body demands, I would give a marshal, if you raise a family, certain children are very demanding. And the one that screams the most gets oiled. How do you say in English? The wheel that squeals gets oiled. Your body screams if it doesn't get taken care of. If you don't eat one day, can't you tell your body? You skip supper one night? What's the big thing? I don't mind Shlomo. We can become grouchy and we catch you in our food. But your soul, one day you're not going to die when he doesn't scream. We don't hear the scream of the soul saying, I'm not being taken care of. And really, the soul with the Chokhmah Tetuah is there, is really hungry for spirituality. So, but I'm not going to explain in this lesson, the Chokhmah Tetuah, Chokhmah Tetuah means the bottom wisdom, is also in Golus. Golus means it's an exile. What does that mean, it's an exile? That it goes into the wrong places. Even wisdom, if you use the intellect for things that you don't need, just that means that the Chokhmah is in Golus. And we have to take it out. We have to take it out of Golus. So he explains to Nachman in the Torah that Dalet, the Os Dalet, represents always Malchus. You know that in Kabbalah teaching, the letter Dalet represents Malchus kingship. Because the Zohar explains, the Oz Dalet means poverty. A king has nothing on himself. He's only king if we accept him as king. He himself has nothing. That's what always represents Dalet in Kabbalah teaching is the Malchus. I mean, that Dalet, that's why it's called, the Jewish people were in the Dalet Golias, in the four exiles. It's always called the four exiles. That's why you notice at the Seder, we have four cups. We drink four cups of wine. There's Arbor Bunim, four children, the Chochem, Tam, Chochem Rosh, Tam Shende, Elisha, everything is built on four. Sukkis, the Arbor Minim, the four types of food. Four is extremely common. Even Shavuos, it has four, that's a longer explanation, but everything has four. We want to take the Malchus, which is God, and elevate it, bring it out of the Golus. Means that we should use our intellect not for our bodily needs all the time. But he says in this Torah a very, very profound thing, that the Tzaddikim, the great Tzaddikim, were able to shine into us with Chokhmah, that we should have understanding what Hashem is. As I said in the first lesson, this is almost through Nachman's teaching and the Tanya. One of the hardest things in life is to have a relationship with Hashem. Many people have a hard time having a relationship with people, generally. Many people are poor social. Now, if that stuff is being poor, not being having a relationship with others, can you imagine? We have a hard time having a relationship with Hashem. And because we don't think about Hashem. Who thinks about Hashem? Our mind is so focused in all other things and unimportant things. No one thinks, wow, I'm alive, or the beauty of the world, such a great God created me. We are busy with anything but having a relationship with Hashem. So this is called he explains that we need a great teachers. Now let me explain something in Kabbalah, very, very interesting historical fact. There's a question that people ask, why was it the depths of mysticism was revealed to the Rizal and then to the Baal Shem Tov, and then as it came down? We are so far away. This is a wisdom that generations earlier did not know. Why did we merit to have? And the reason we merited to have, not because we deserve it, we desperately need it. It's like we are, Hashem, things, because we are so far from Kedusha, we need these teachings to have a relationship with Hashem. And this teaching helps a person to to realize there's Hashem in the world. As I said, I wonder how many times if you think, you know, wow, Hashem really helps me. We don't, you know, people unfortunately don't think in those terms. So we need the Chachma Tetua, it's called your wisdom, to come out of its gullus, of its exile. Take it out and let the Tzaddik, the words of Tzaddikim, shine into your mind, and to have understand what godliness is all about, and to be get connected to Hashem. So we're up to over here, us Gimel, that's where we stop. So then let me just add another very profound thing. You know why we are created in this world? We came down to this world. I want to tell you a big secret. We did not come to eat, sleep, and other things. You know, you stop and think, you know, how much time we spend on eating, sleeping, and doing other things. Enormous amount of time. It's like we're busy taking care of our body. You know, very busy. Is that what life is all about? Try and picture yourself that you, at the end of your life, you look back, I really took care of this body well. I came to this world, I took care of him, I made sure he's fed, he's rested, he has slept. This is what life is all about. You know, if you look at it this way, you know there's something more. I mean, is this what I came down to this world? I mean, and the truth is, that's why life is so painful for sometimes, because we're trying to fit something that doesn't fit. Life is not made to come down to have joy. You know, that's where people get into trouble. Life is made for we have a challenge to get close to Hashem. One of the most important things is to have a relationship with Hashem. This is why we're here. The Zohar calls it, begin the Mishtemeduon Lei. We're here to have a relationship with Hashem. And it's extremely challenging. I'm not saying it's easy. It is difficult. So he explains that this is the whole thing of sleeping. Let me explain what he says over here. You know, one of the things, one of the marvels, I started to explain last week, one of the marvels is scientists trying to explain why the body sleeps. There are so many theories, and if you ever studied it, they're not convinced we know exactly. But let me say what Api Kabbalah, the reason I'll explain sleeping is, very often your mind is so confused. Things bother you so much. Sometimes people are a lot of emotional pain. I heard from them. They're so confused. What is this? Why am I going through this? Your mind is like, is there even a question yourself? You know, some people question, am I alive? Isn't this what life all about? You know, you really question, you know, what is this? So when you go to sleep, it's symbolically, you take your mind, you shut it off. You go to sleep, you shut your mind off. It's called the bittul. You mavatul your thoughts. You make a bittul, I don't know, that mean you sort of say, stop your mind from thinking, and then you get connected just to faith. That's why, you know, we are very important. People don't know how important it is to make Krishna Alamita. Even just to read the first parsha. I was telling young married people, just say the first parsha and then you can talk, but just make sure you learn Krishna. When you learn Krishna, when you left to go to sleep, your soul goes into a special place in Shemayim. Not in a simple place. And what happens is you get renewed. When you close your eyes, you have an awful feel that in the morning you wake up with the renewedness of faith. But you can't explain. There's no Chadoshim, Labkorim, Rabiam, and Yisrael with faith. So he says that sleeping is called Yemavavl, because what happens to us, very often, the Yetzirah, or the confusion of life, you know, the stress of life, it's so stressful, so painful, we don't know how to think to ourselves. We just close our minds, you know, and it's one of the most. I'm not so old. I still, it's not totally white my beard, but I went through tough times, and I used to find going to sleep was the most, you know, not just to go, finally, I'm going to release up a night of sleep, close your eyes, be rest, and you feel refreshed in the morning to face the problems. So this is what's called the bittul Because you know, we think a lot. Now, it was up to us how much to think. You know that? Many people think very shallow. Don't think things through. In Yiddish, there's a famous saying, most people do not think things through. Yiddish, there's a saying called Oilem Doilem. You know what that means? And so Yiddish is saying, the Oilem is a Goylem, means they don't think things through. You watch this in politics, what people talk about politics. Watch many things, they don't think it through. Is this right? Is this wrong? How do we go about it? We work mostly with feelings, not think it through. So anyways, but the intellect of a person who has to, you could use your mind higher level and a higher level. Your mind is very, very strong. You could elevate it, but you must think. You must think. That's why learning is so important. Learning Torah is so important. Learning something in the past is so important. You make your mind work. And the more your mind works, it works, the more you're able to get in touch and know what Hashem is all about. That's how we get to know Hashem, and that's how we get a connection to Hashem. So he says, in the beginning of this Shulchan Aruch, it says, Shvisi Hashem Nelegdi Summit. I put Hashem in front of me always, he explains, because how do we get close to Hashem? So we need to use this Chochmah Teturah. I'm going to tell you something. We are gifted of the species of this world because of our intellect. We run the world. So far, you know, dogs do not, you know, people are animal lovers, always joke to have a neighbor as an animal lover. You know, your dog did not build a hospital for herself yet. You know what I mean? It's still a dog. We humans are humans because of our intellect. And this is the most important thing, and it's the most holy thing. In Kabbalah, we know your mind is a holy thing. That's why a person should not have bad thoughts. Should be very careful about things. If your mind wanders the wrong way, you should bring it back. Your mind is called Kodesh Kedoshim, the holiness of holiness. So he says, Shvisa Hashem Negdi Summit. How do we get connected to Hashem? I want Hashem to be connected to me, next to me. He said, Kimini Balemoit. Because in the Torah, Rav Nachman explains, Chesed, kindness, generosity, helping others, gives a person a koyach to take the malchus out of galus. One of the greatest assets we Klal Yisrael have, Mashiach, before Mashiach comes, we do great chesed. And I want to tell you something, today's generation, I don't believe ever we did so much chesed and kindness to people. People come and raise money for institutions, and we give them and we help them. And it's amazing. It really is. People give a lot of tzedakah. And we have organizations of Bikur Chayim, we have organizations of Tom Chashavas. All this is we help people with their chesed that you do. Or you call up someone and get them to smile. You know, that's also a great chesed. Just, you know, someone is down and you say, give them a phone call. The chesed, or Nachman explains, gives the power, the kindness, to take out the malchus out of the galus. To take the king. I mean, what does the malchus mean? Your mind should be focused, not in the silly things, your mind should be focused how to get to know Hashem. So, kimini, min, always means chesed. You know, in Kabbalah, there's the right side and the left side. The right side represents chesed, and the left side it means gevura. It means the right side is kindness, and together, they need to work together. You know, people don't know this. Let me tell you something very interesting, off topic over here. Because I have to explain this to a young couple recently. Zoe says that a man is chesed. A man, before he gets married, is called a gever. He's called a male. He's not a man, he's a male. He's called a gever. Once he gets married, he's called a gavra. Gavra means he's a real man, because till now he's doing chesed, but but he didn't use the chesed in the right way. The chesed to be used the right way is to take charge and be responsible for someone. So if a person gets married and is responsible for his wife and children, that makes him a gavra. That fulfills the person and his status. A woman, the other way, is midas hadin. What helps her? That she's nurturing. The more a woman is nurturing, those two things get together. That's the yamin and then the small. Together, they need to work together. That's the right and the left. That's why yamin is always represents chesed, small and grand. What do we need? We need both. A person cannot just do chesed, unlimited chesed, and be taken advantage. Person can be on the bit of gevura, so these two things work together. That's why a couple have together chesed and gevura. They have the yud kei with them. The yud represents chesed, and the hei represents gevura. And together, the shechina rests in the home of a man and his wife. That's ish veisha, the name of the yud, the name of the hei. So what he's saying over here, the right side always represents chesed. I'm able to have Hashem next to me because what I do is I make sure that I use the chesed to bring out the gullus, the malchus. That helps the gullus to take it out. Then the pussy says, saying, Sumach libi. My heart is happy. The yugoel kvoidi and my covet is joyful. Now this is very interesting. Let me tell you something. A rule about being Jewish. Unfortunately, most of the time, no one gets up in the morning and says, yay, I can't wait for Mincha today. You know, we're all thinking Purim is coming already. I can't wait, Purim is coming, Purim is coming, Purim is coming. No one thinks, I can't wait to read the Megillah. I can't wait to party, I can't wait to Shlach Malas, I can't wait, I'm going to dress up, but I can't wait for that. No one will say, you know, I'm waiting for Marav, I didn't have a Marav, you know, just, what's for Marav again? But I mean, you know, you come home and you're hungry and you ask your wife, are you looking at what's cooking, what am I eat for dinner? You know, no one has this joy of doing the mitzvahs. You know, I always used to, when I have the children at home, used to always tell them, comes to benching, what was the song? We have to bench. Abba, we have to bench. When it comes to dessert, ma, what's for dessert? Did you make ice cream? It's a whole different song. Food, we don't say, we have to eat dessert. I'm going out with my friends. Ma, what's for dessert? It's a whole different attitude. The mitzvahs, we said, okay, we gotta do it. You know, let's do it. And I gotta get in the morning and gotta go to Minyan, put on Talis and film, because I don't know, maybe if I don't put on Talis and film, who knows, businesses go kaput. So, you know, it's not like, I want to daven. I want to do this. That is, the Malchus doesn't have happiness to it. Understand what that means? We're not happy to do it. That takes effort to do that. That means the Chaini says the Chaini Sumach Libi, but you get Kvoidi. He's going to explain it soon. What's Libi? What's Kvoidi? Libi is my heart. Kvoidi is my whole honor. I'll explain it in a minute. But what he's trying to say, the Malchus, if you take Malchus out of his gullus, you are happy to do the right thing. Then, if you are happy to do the right thing, your whole life is going to change. Imagine you know, your whole Shabbos is going to change. That's what, you know, I always tell over a famous story, the famous Rav Shach. He was the greatest yeshiva in Bnei Barak. And he had children who were not religious. One of his children was a professor, one of his children was a general of the army. The next to him lived the vision of Tzachosid. And this vision of Tzachosid was a simple person, and all his children grew out to be great children. Great, fine. So he used to say, you know what the difference is? At his table, they sang Zemiris. They sang song Shabbos table. My table, I tried to say Divrei Torah. You know, the children are interested in Torah. Anyone who raises a family, they're interested in Torah. You know, children are interested in songs, you know, singing to make a spirit in your home, to create a happiness in the home. If you want the children to love Yiddishkeit, you must love what you love to do. And just for yourself too, not just for your child. The Malchus gets elevated when Chen Sumach Libi. This is very, very important. Most of us, I explained this already once, don't walk around happy. No one gets up in the morning, yay, another day! I'm alive! We get up in the morning and we say, do we really have to get up? Can I hide under the covers for 3 days? Can I, you know, disappear? That's the lack of simcha is a sign that the Malchus is in Golus. This is human. We all are afflicted with this. We all are afflicted with unhappiness, catchiness, criticalness. This is the human nature. This is the human beast. Because the Malchus, so to God, when to take this out, you have to bring happiness into the mitzvahs that I just want to daven. I would love to make the bracha. Let me explain this. Let me explain this a little bit. Because he also explains over here a very interesting thing. I'm going to try to make it simple, a Kabbalistic idea. You know, and it says always, say, Lomashal, they say, Yisu Hashem Punei Velechon, and the Berchus Kaihanan. The Hashem should show his countenance to you, the translated. Yisrashem Punav Alecho. We say that Hashem should show his countenance to you, your face to you. What that really means, when we have the shine of the face of the Shekhinah toward us, we get lighted up. You know that? I like to say over a story. It's a comical story. I say it in public, and people tell me that people, there's a whole thing in television. I grew up, Baruch Hashem, without a television. I'm very lucky. Raised without it. I always say over a story. I was young. I lived across the street from a Jewish person, you know, also Jew. And I remember walking home, and he arrived at home, and he gets out of his car, and his dog comes running out, and you know, a dog, he whacks his tail, is all excited, and he sits down and plays with the dog for a few minutes, and you know, and the dog goes, runs, you know, a dog runs away, and his wife's standing there and gives it, you know, just a peck on the cheek, and they go, well, I'm nothing excited. I remember something was wrong with this picture. I was young then, I said, something is wrong. And I realized a few days, you know what's wrong? He got excited for the dog, but didn't get excited for his wife. So why didn't he get excited for his wife? What happened over here? You know why? She didn't waggle her tail. She would have come out and waggled her tail like whatever thing. See, he would have been so happy to see him. Isn't that true? So now, that's the same idea. We are joyful when you do a mitzvah. It comes both ways. If you're very joyful to do the mitzvah, you are zeicher to have the joy of the Shekhinah shining on your face. If you give someone a smile, they'll smile back to you. You know, someone's gave me a card over here, a smile is contagious. The guy gives a smile card. You know, you give a smile to someone. When one of my daughters, they were young, she was going through a mood and was 17 years old. This goes back, she has a child. And I know a bunch of children, goes back a long time. And I remember she would come home from high school, she wouldn't smile. And I would sit at the table, and I wouldn't start eating, and I would look at her with a smile till she had to crack up and smile. Could not smile. Now, you know, teenagers have to go through the teenage years. But you know, if you give someone a smile, it's hard not to smile back. That's what said Yisu Hashem Punav Alecho. The Rebbeinu Shlom should show his countenance. And that's why it says, Sholesh Pa'omen Bashona, 3 times a year. It doesn't use regalim always. It says 3 times, it uses Pa'omen, Lashem Panim. Yisu Hashem. The Panim means that the 3 times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, if you zoicha, we have the shine of the Shemini shine onto us. But that depends how enthusiastic you are. Just like in every relationship is that way. If you're enthusiastic to meet the person will be very enthusiastic to meet you. It's so the simcha of the mitzvah, what you do, Reb Nosson is explaining, the chen sumach libi, but you gil kloidi, my heart will be happy, and I'll be zeicher to have the countenance of Hashem to shine on my face. Now this is, you know, it's you know, that we're saying here is extremely important, and it takes time to discipline yourself to do that. It takes time that you should tell yourself, I am, that's what I tell you, Ranachim, one of the greatest things he taught me is to meditate every day. When you take time for yourself to meditate, you realize, today I have another day of life. I woke up today. And I have another day of life, so let me do the mitzvah happy. I always tell myself, at the end of the day, we all did mitzvah today. Now you did it because I have to do it, okay? It's like I have to take out the garbage. You know, I have to do it. You know, but you could have done the same thing, the mitzvahs, with joy. I used to tell this to myself. The sun is going to set with my joy, with my happiness, or without. Why shouldn't I be happy? If my unhappiness will make me a better person, get better, okay, then be unhappy. Unhappiness and anger and critical gets you nowhere. But we have this curse, we don't want to be happy. It takes discipline. So the pasuk is saying, Chei sumach libi, when you get, libi is your heart, kvoidi represents malchus. I want to tell you a very profound thing in Kabbalah. You know, kovet is gematria the Shem Havayah. Chuv beis, dalet is 26. Do you know that the Shem Havayah is 26? That means when a person feels self-respect, usually when you connect to Hashem and you have Hashem in your life, you feel much more respected to yourself. When a person feels a little bit closer to Hashem, you have a certain, you're covered, it's hard to describe it, but Yogel Kevodi, David HaMelech says, when I have Hashem in my heart, then I feel respect in myself. There's joy in my covered, even though covered represents Malchus too, that's what Nosson is trying to explain over here, covered represents Malchus, but when you do this, you are happy. But you get kvoidi, your whole essence becomes a happy person.
One question. So why do people want to be unhappy? To smile, it takes 14 muscles. To frown, it takes 40 muscles.
Yeah, there's no one they want. No one wakes up in the morning and says, you know, shem yichud, today I'll be unhappy. No one got up in the morning and says, you know what, today I'm going to be angry. No one got up in the morning, I'm going to criticize my spouse. You know, I'll be very critical today. It's the unfortunate curse that Adam and Eve got when he sinned. No, we automatically get depressed. Our default of our mood is depression. Unless you tell yourself to be happy, you'll be depressed. Unless you tell yourself, I'm not going to criticize, you won't criticize. Unless you tell yourself, I'm going to look at things positive, it doesn't happen. It's the automatic curse that Adam and Eve got when he sinned, that we are much automatically unhappy. And it takes discipline to bring joy into yourself. True happiness, not mashka, you know, not, you know, you're watching a comedy, and that's not real joy. You know, it's very interesting, one of my children had to go through chemotherapy, and the therapist said to us, you know, he was a teenager, and, you know, they sit in a group, the teenagers, and she was trying to help them, to cheer them up. She said a very profound thing. I grew up without a television, but for me it was interesting to hear this. She says, people who watch comedy shows are less happy than the people don't. And she said, the reason is because they're waiting the TV to make them happy. People who don't watch comedies, inside of themselves, work to make themselves happy. True happiness comes from yourself. You got to tell yourself and be happy. Not the mashka, and yourself, you got to, I want to be happy. And it is difficult. It is a huge challenge. Happiness is a huge challenge. We spoke about 2 weeks ago, when Nachman said that you should focus on the good things to get happy. Or actually, the Zohar says, one of the profound Zohar's Yishir Hashim says, you want to be happy? Get down on all fours and play with children. I was told from the Briskerov grandchildren, and he was very annoyed that Oscar didn't print it, that Chaim Brisk suffered from depression. Whenever he got into the mood of depression, he would go to the neighbor, want small children, get on all fours and play with the children. So I showed the person, it's a Zohar. So Zohar Shir Hashirim says, playing with children uplifts your mood. Sure. But coming back, what Ramach was saying, that when a person has a Shem in his life, that when you give Kvoidi, your whole honor, who you are, is in a much joyful mood. There's a certain deep self-respect you have when you live with Hashem, that it's not tough to describe. You feel a self-respect for yourself. People who respect themselves could respect others. And a young Chassan Kala asked me today, and he says to me, you know, what's the trick of a good marriage? I told him, the trick of a good marriage is respect. So how do you give respect? If you respect yourself, you respect others. And you get quite the means that you covet the joy. You have to first respect yourself, like yourself. You can't love someone unless you love yourself. If a person self-loathes themselves, you say in English? Person loathes themselves, you can't love someone. If you love yourself, you love life, you can love someone else. So do it. If you self-respect, you respect others. If you like yourself, you love others. So the pasuk is saying, when a person has a connection to Hashem, he has God in himself, then once he has that, your whole essence is a joyful essence. See, today, you could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You don't smile. I watch people that way. Happiness has nothing to do how much money you have in the bank. See, then the pasuk says, "Al kein." The pasuk says, "Ach besuri yishkan lovetach." The sori means your flesh. David HaMelech says, "When I have Hashem in front of me." So he explains a very, very interesting over here concept over here. You know, when you do mitzvahs and you meditate about the greatness of Hashem, and you talk to Hashem, you have to try that your body should also feel the presence of Hashem. It's not easy. It takes a lifetime of work. It's not just you should stay here. Your whole body should feel godliness. And that means your body should hear it, it should feel it. And truth is, the more you do mitzvahs, the more your body will feel. You know that great tzaddikim who passed away, and their body did not disintegrate at all. And many stories, they found them complete. Because when the person makes sure that his body feels the mitzvahs too, it's not only the intellect. That's what the Melech says, Abisori Yishkan Levetach. My flesh is at rest with Betochen. See, David HaMelech, I want to say something very, very important. You know, a person is not allowed to go around boasting, I'm a tzaddik. You know, I gave a lot of tzedakah. You know who I am? I give a lot of tzedakah. That's arrogant. But David HaMelech in Tehillim, continuously, when he speaks about spirituality, he does not you know, not afraid to express this what he feels. Moshe Lehi says, the Geist of Machlibi, he says, my heart is happy, but Yogi Kvoidi, and my honor is joyful. Abisuri, my flesh, Ishkan Avetach, will rest in peace. He felt, he was saying, expressing his deep, deep, deep feelings about what he felt. Yeah, David the Melech was an enormous, what we call today, expressive of feelings. David the Melech was not afraid to cry. We men don't like to cry in public. David the Melech sat down and cried like a child when he needed to cry. And boy, did he express anger too. Just explained to a therapist, asked me this question. I said, and if you say Tehillim, Kapitel Vav, and Kapitel 31, David the Melech says, Oshishu Mikas Eini, my eyes dim from anger. Now, I didn't walk around angry all the time. But when he got annoyed, boy, did he get annoyed. Well, he had a lot of people trying to kill him. The Shul tried to kill him. It wasn't just they got annoyance that his jacket didn't fit on him. And they got annoyed. Yeah, people wanted to kill him. Mm-hmm. So, yes?
You mentioned the Zohar says one way of attaining happiness is by being silly. What's, can you define what kosher silliness is?
Silliness?
In a kosher way, because obviously you know what happens.
Well, Nachma says to act silly, and just to act silly, make yourself silly. No, that's something else. Don't be, the Rizal talks about don't act depressed. Silliness, you know what you're doing, I just want to get out of my bad mood. You have children already?
No.
Not yet. But you have nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Isn't it joyful when they come over and you play with them when they're young? Right, so that's that you see, it changes your mood. You know, so you know, and if it's not children, just acting silly with whoever you could be silly, just with yourself too, you can act silly. But the Rachma said it's incredibly important to get out of your mood and out of your bad mood, and you know, because when you're happy, you do everything in a much higher level. You know what, let me give you another marshal. I'm not sure if I said this marshal once over here, but I would say this marshal because the other week it was Valentine's Day. Did I say the marshal was Valentine's Day over here last week? No. I was raised and didn't know about Valentine's Day. We grew up in Williamsburg and didn't know what Valentine was all about. In 2008, I come to shul in the morning and the lady's selling there flowers, roses. I come in, what's that all about? You know, I have no idea. It's Rabbi, you know, it's Valentine's Day today. So I was thinking to myself, I said, a very, very good marshal hit me then. I said, there were two wealthy people, and they bought their wives every year this expensive bouquet worth $500, who knows how much. It's expensive and haven't sent to them, and both lost all the money. It's 2008, they lost the whole money. One of them goes out to the backyard and picks a bunch of daisies, finds some beautiful flowers, finds some beautiful wrapping, writes a very touching note, how much you mean to me, and I would have got you anything, but this is, you know, in a very poetic, beautiful note. He brings it to her, there's no question, she will be, tears will come to her eyes. I mean, no question. She sees how loving he is. Look what he did, man. Other one sees that it did such an impact on his wife. He's going to do the same thing. Goes to the backyard, but he's very angry that he lost all his money and pulls up a bunch of daisies out of the ground, wraps it in a, you know how he wraps it if you're angry. And he says to his wife, I couldn't afford what I did, but this is what I got you. She told him, you know, I'm moichel all the flowers that you sent me. What's the difference in the first story and the second one? It's what's underneath the flowers. Your heart. I mean, it could be that he both loved their wives the same, but when you expressed it in a loving way, in a happy way, that's very touching. And if you came in a very angry way, she becomes very annoyed. When we do mitzvahs, we do, okay, I have to go get a Valentine's card. If you have to do it, then in Yiddish there's a saying, if you have to do it, it's going to look like you have to do it. It has that face. But if you do it because you want to do it, so, you know, it takes time to work to make Malchus happiness. That's why happiness is so important. Because then, you know, like, try the next 24 hours, say, I'm going to do everything that I do with happiness. If I have to play Krishna Lamit, I'll do it with happiness. And if I have to say a bracha, I'll make it with happiness. And tomorrow you put out film, don't say, you know, I have to put on film. I'm afraid if I don't put on film, my day is going to be long. No, I want to put on film. This is our merit of you to put on film. This is what we're born here. This is why we were chosen. It takes time to get into that right mood.
It appears it's good to be an actor, but yet the acting field has not been a pleasant situation for many actors.
Well, we're not talking people acting, we're talking about you should act happy, you become happy. If you act very happy, I asked someone who became a nurse, and I asked her, that, you know, a nurse is busy taking care. Did it impact your personal life? He says, you know, it impacted my personal life. I became much more giving at home, and much more, because this is what I do all day long. You know, when we smile, we act it, we will become, we'll fake it, we'll become it.
So fake it is good.
Yeah.
Fake it when you make it.
How do we differentiate? Is it a matter of context between, you know, the Chisa and Kalas Rosh and Halos?
Kalas Rosh means he's asking what's the difference laughing, being silly, and Kalas Rosh. Kalas Rosh means, I say, privilege, how do you say? No, you could clown around. The Kalas Rosh is not clown. Kalas Rosh means that you're sitting down and you don't want to have your Shemayim, and you sit back and you have a few drinks to laugh, and usually the mind goes into the wrong place and the jokes are not very clean. Well, we're talking about you just want to act silly to get out of your bad mood. See, but everything has but intentions. If you speak Dvarim B'Tehillim because it's going to help you clear your mind, then it's okay. Kalas Rosh, for no reason you're sitting down. But if you know that acting silly, sitting down and playing with the children will have to make you, that's okay. Just like you take a drink, you take a shower to make you feel better. If you're down, you play with the children, and that makes you feel better.
You know, there's a feeling 10 good laughs a day is very helpful.
I'm sure. Okay, let me just show to you. Then he says an incredible thing over here. Kloisazo nafshi lishoil. My nefesh, it's very interesting. Before he says, Chen sumach libi, he's talking about his heart of the melech. When you get kvoidi, he's talking about his kovet. Then he goes on, he says, Kloisazo nafshi lishoil. Then he talks about his nefesh. The nefesh represents the malchus of a person. The nefesh is the part that you are become responsible. You know, being responsible is not easy. But that is, you know, the more a person is responsible, the more he runs. You know, you've got to be responsible for yourself, responsible to take care of your family, you're responsible about your responsibility. My malchus will not go into shon to hell. My nefesh, because I believe, he explains why. He says, "I'm Chasidcho goes on the tzaddikim." Now, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sent us great, great tzaddikim. We have a lot of tzaddikim. You know, we were zeichet to have a B'Shem Tov. We have a zeichet to the Tanya, to the Maggid, and then Ranachman. Great tzaddikim. Their tzaddikim, if we follow their advice, will help us not to stay in hell. So, you know, one of the concepts, and special best of, many Hasidim have this, and many Hasidim believe it's a free ride. I want to tell you something, there is no free ride. You know, Nachman says, come to my grave, and say thank you, Pitach Tillam, you'll have a ticket. Yes, if you do what you could do, you'll have a ticket. From Nachman Pratt. That means a person, we are living in a challenging time. Every generation has their challenge. Our challenge is unbelievable differently, hard in a way. Because we live people are, the sex is like so open, it's such a challenge for young people, it's just amazing. So, but we believe that Rabbi Hashem sent down the Barizal because we need this help. Send down Baal Shem Tov because we need this help nowadays. And their Torah, when their Torah will help us, that when we have to go to Shemayim, we follow the advice, we will not fall into the pit. Because their wisdom, they showed us how not going to happen. So it says, teach me the ways of life.
We're on page 18 now.
Now this is so powerful. You know, the greatest thing that you can learn every day, how to live. Two people can live a whole life, one wasted their life, and one... I've heard this from people. I once had someone who told me he went through a horrible depression because he realized that he made terrible choices in life. Terrible choices in life. You know, every day we daven to Hashem, teach me the way of life. Teach me how to be a mensch. Teach me how to have peace with people around me. Let it be shalom bayis, let it be shalom with my mother-in-law, let it be shalom with my children, with my neighbors. Or teach me what is life. See, we get up every morning and we're living. The question is, how we're living? So the Malchus Tetuah helps us not only to connect to Hashem, but to know how to live. There is a soiva smucha is espunechu. Then your zoicha to the soiva means a satiate of happiness. Boy, is that rare. You know, I once got up and I said in my shul that the Vilna Gaon was asked once, what's the hardest mitzvah? So he said, the hardest mitzvah is to be happy 7 days, 8 days Yom Tov. Because the mitzvah is every second. That's not so easy to be happy every minute. So I said, I got up and I said, some people walk around depressed for a month and 2 months. Someone calls out and I'm like, Rabbi, how about 2 years? And I walked around depressed. You know, like, this is here, the Dovid HaMelech is giving a blessing. Soiva samuchos. Let your satiate with happiness, espanechu. That comes again. How do we get this? If you take the Malchus Tetuah. That means you use your wisdom and use the wisdom that tzaddikim help us use our wisdom to have a relationship with Hashem, that everything becomes a much more elevated and happy. You should tonight when you do a mitzvah say, wow, I am going to do the mitzvah happiness. This is my life. This is your Krishna. Just like you look at your wife and show, this is mine. Or you look at, this is your Krishna, this is your tefillin. This is your mitzvah, this is your Torah. See, we're going to do it anyways. So why are we kidding ourselves? Why should we put smile onto it? This is a very important Torah, and what I want to encourage you all, which your Nachman encouraged, is take time, 20 minutes, and talk to Hashem. It is the most... even as a therapeutic thing for a person, sometimes we carry around such anger and such confusion. You sit and you talk to Hashem, it's like you release all the negativeness. And he's really listening. I don't know if you go to the therapist how much they listen. He really listens. And walk around happy. Act like you're happy, you will become happy. And you see, if you walk around happy, you will live life. I want to tell you another very important thing. Happy people have a better relationship with others. Because when you're unhappy, you're so focused on your own pain, so preoccupied about yourself, it's amazing. When a person is happy, there's room to let someone else in their heart. When we walk around depressed, irritated, and agitated, all you think is about, you know, I'm in so much pain. This person doesn't realize how much pain I am. I'm in pain. And I'm in pain again. So I hope all of you wear a fake smile. And, yes.
You know, it's interesting. People love dogs. Now, the dog doesn't talk back. When people, you're talking to people,